A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
And now the good stuff.
I suppose better do an intro to this one because we've been gone for so long.
Oh, that's a fantastic point.
Gone for so long. Sounds like a Celine Dion song.
Gone for so long. That's the title of the episode, isn't it?
Gone for so long.
Where we been?
I don't know. Where have we been? Yeah, it's not been good stuff, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it'd be good to come back and go, this amazing story of what's been going on, but it's not much really. Just
when was the last episode?
October, November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you moved house, Jack. You moved.
Yeah, I've moved. Yeah, I've done that. I've been quite a bit that's going on, but like I'm just trying to, I don't know how to where to start.
Right, this is get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper. Since comic sensation Jack Skipper.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do high energy, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I'd say comic sensation. It's like I've had this like really. Oh, actually, here's a question I want to ask. Right, so we're all 35, 36, somewhere in this
region.
Thirties, in our thirties.
Yeah, are we middle aged?
I'm denying it. I'm not letting people. I'm not even. I've just turned 37, and I'm still saying I'm mid thirties.
Yeah, because I'm feeling like I've been this run of gigs lately where it's like been like sort of like trendy areas in London, and like it's that I've been there sort of real. I'm thinking, oh man, I feel so detached from the youth. I don't like they're not. I feel like they're not in my. I'm not. I don't get. Like I was like this gig of them recently, and it was like. I got there and it was all young and it's all like they all had big trainers on. Big trainers. All the blokes had like nail varnish and blonde hair with a black moustache, stuff dangling from their ears. And I just like I just had a nice shirt on. I'll just wear a nice shirt.
Was this East London?
Was this East London? There's been a few. There's been like all over London. The other one was like, South London. This one, but and then it was like I just felt like I'm like oh no, I don't understand. Like I literally this gig I went to recently, all the other comics were like that, and they were all getting up and they were all talking about being like you know like this like gender fluid or talking about their diversities and that. And I went up, they looked at me like I was fucking Bob Monkhouse. I was out there going, bloody hell, we're indoors, eh? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm really like, oh no, I don't get it anymore. You know what I mean? It's like bad, isn't it?
Your way of prepping for a night out was just running an iron over.
He just had a bit of magic on. I was like, yeah,
everything.
Yes, exactly what it's like. I was like, man, I'm old. I combed my hair, had a comb through the hair.
talking to the younger comics. Where are you getting your combs nowadays, lads?
Yeah. But me as well, though, like, you know, and also, like, I'm not exactly an edgy comedian. I'm not like Mr. You can't say anything anymore. But I'm just like, just the stuff I say, they're just like, you know, cool. Any parents in? No. Just no. And they're not even going to be parents. They're of that generation where we're like, no, we're not. We don't believe in.
I'm not bringing them into this.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake. So old, man. But I'm not.
You're young and relevant. TikTok superstar.
Yeah, exactly. That's the weird sort of juxtaposition of it. I'm big on TikTok. What the fuck? I'm so confused, man. I'm so confused. Actually, maybe I'll start having therapy. Then I'm probably on their level because everyone is in fucking therapy now, aren't they? You know what I mean?
I love therapy. Get in therapy, mate. You'll release some demons. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm a TikToker who don't understand the modern world. Get over that. How confused am I?
What when do you reckon it happened? Because I think it wasn't quite when I was 30, but I just remember like looking at like you know when you look at like a festival lineup and you're just like, I don't recognize barely anyone here.
Yeah.
Like, I should at least recognize the headliners.
Yeah.
That's why the Killers are such a great comfort for me. So I see them headline a festival. I'm like, great. I know them. I know I've got two of their albums. Like, they're just such a great source of comfort. I'm like, right. Okay. So the Killers are still big. But then I don't know. Is there a 20-year-old listening to the Killers? Probably. I don't know, but
probably ironically or something like that.
Yeah.
I think we're probably at a phase now where, like, you know, like Coldplay are like the sort of like, you know, they're frowned upon for our generation. Like it's not. I reckon hipsters probably ironically like Coldplay now.
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like it's cool because they're. Do you know what I mean? Because they're into they're into Eurovision and shit nowadays, aren't they?
They'll it's get like, the Rick Astley treatment where people are like, oh, it's actually it's like you know what you've known full well you don't like that song, and it's you know you just you've now just. I mean, they still made his career. The guy's still relevant because that song just always just comes around that circle, the circle of cheese.
I went in a pub, I can't remember exactly where it was, like last year, and there was like a sort of hipstery vibe in it, and the pub was owned by Rick Astley.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Like, everywhere there's little plaques with Rick Astley lyrics.
Oh, yeah, no, I read about this, because apparently they were going to buy him out, but he said, I'm never going to give it up.
Oh, there you go.
Nice, we're back. But no, I was in the car, my kids the other day, dropping them to school. And when we're in the car, we got like Kiss or Capital One, because that's what my little girl wants. And literally, it's like they'll come on. And here we are, this week's number one. And there's that song come on. I was like, hey, I've never heard. I don't know what. I don't know what this is. It's like, oh God, I'm so, I don't get it.
Is this music from space? What's going on?
Or, do you know, like, or like, it's like, it'll go, I'll go. I think I said, "Let's get." I like this new one and this song. Well, my little girl was like, "This has like been out. This is like last year." Just like, oh bloody hell!
Proper dad chat. It's got a very good beat, hasn't it? Good beat.
Who's this? Snoop Doggy Dog, is it?
I like Snoop. Vibe.
Snoopy Rascal, is this Snoopy Rascal? Is this Tiny Drizzle? Tiny Drizzle.
But that's just it. Like, is that sadder to just accept it and go, right, I don't get it? Or is it sadder to just be like trying to pretend to be down with the kids? I think actually it's we're doing the better route by just going, holding our hands up and going, I don't get it. I listen to the music and it just sounds all the same to me.
I feel a bit too young to be feel this old. I don't, or are we? Is this normal? Is this about the right?
I don't know. When you see pictures of like 90s footballers, if they were around our age, they're like, they're completely bald, they're quite fat.
Oh, yeah.
they look about 75 years old.
I suppose that's a way to put it. You know, 36, 30, we're like retired footballers.
Mm. Yeah,
the age
exactly.
of retired footballers.
We're not getting a new contract.
No, that's a way to look at it.
It's a horrible way to look at it. I'm a player manager in the Division 2. That's what I'm doing.
even this thing, like, I'm sort of like, part of me's like, part of me wants to be 48 so that I have like an excuse. It's like, at least like, oh, he's just an old bloke. Don't worry about him. You know what I mean? Like, bloody hell. Saying that, right? Do you ever Google people's ages?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Mulhern, have a guess.
Mulhern. I mean, he's been around. I reckon when we were kids, he would have been in his 20s.
He moisturises well. 47, Mulhern.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
He's doing well, isn't he?
He does look good, doesn't he?
He's had some work done then, surely.
He's currently staying relevant, man. I don't know. Mulhern.
Is he staying relevant?
Yeah, man. All the kids love Mulhern.
You at the comedy club. You see the new Mulhern?
Yeah.
Still doing magic, isn't he? Up to his old tricks. That's one of mine. You can use that if you want.
All the kids love it.
He doesn't have kids, does he? So he's just, but he's had a great life. What a life.
Yes. All these young kids walking out with a Mulhern t-shirts.
Mulhern does sound like a Geordie rock band from the 90s.
Yeah, he's doing well, old Mulhern. And that was, that's another one. I was watching, I stayed in Saturday. I wasn't gigging. I watched the Saturday Night Takeaway, the last one.
Last one ever?
That's the last one ever.
I mean, this is turning into a middle-aged podcast. Can you believe they finished Saturday Night Takeaway, lads?
I don't think I've ever watched Saturday Night Takeaway, to be honest.
Neither have I, but it's...
Yeah. it was a where were you when moment. It's the last one, Tom. Come on.
Yeah. I'm just feeling... old lately, man. I'm just feeling like I can't do stuff that I used to do anymore. Really feeling it. Bloody hell.
And Joe, this is from, Jack was talking to me about sort of like drinking in Edinburgh, like how much you've been like potentially drinking in Edinburgh. So part of me does listen to you and go, oh yeah. And then I'm like, no, you still will drink as much as possible at the Edinburgh Festival.
I mean, well, last Edinburgh was fucking incredible for it because you were just like, yeah, I'm just ready. I've got a good routine. I'm like, I'm really going to hit this. And then 2 days in, it's like,
join the gym.
Jess Skipper on WhatsApp, last seen at 6:15 a.m.
Yeah, do you know what though? It's like, I love it for that. I love it because, you know what? I like it because it does feel a bit old school. It does feel a bit, you know, walk into a pub, see someone you know. Oh, hello, mate. Mm. You know what I mean? I like that sort of way of living.
Yeah.
I do like that. You know, and I'm just modern world, phones, everything lately. It's just like, it's driving me bloody mad. Bloody scaring me.
I think a sign that we're getting old, and certainly a sign for me that we're getting old, is like, I think I've now hit the point where it's like, if there's a mild change in technology, it does wind me up. I'm now at the point, it's like, I feel like, because kids, they know how to do everything. Like, even just like using social media, like on a specific way, I can't do it because I've set my ways.
Podcast producer.
Yeah, but I'm recording this on tape, mate.
I don't understand. It's modern.
Can I say something that I think would have really annoyed you, Joe?
What?
The fact that WhatsApp now capitalise online and typing.
I have noticed that. It's stuck out.
It has
it's
stuck
just
out.
It's just jarring, isn't it?
Really jarring. Even now, it's been about a week, but I still like look at it and go, ugh.
I mean, you know, you can prove how old you are by how you say WhatsApp. You know, like older people, they always go, they emphasise the wrong bit and they go, like your dad will go, I sent you a WhatsApp.
Yeah. It feels like it's something that should be shortened by now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, normally, Snapchat, just is Snap. Get him on Snap or, you know what I mean? Like, WA,
There's still people that are clinging onto the word emoticon instead of emoji. And it did take me a little while to move over to emoji, but that's a sign of an age.
Yeah. I forgot emoticon existed. Oh, that's made me feel really young now, actually. I'm like,
Well, yeah, even that though, like that's mean we're in that sort of middle age bit where I've got a joke in my set about emojis, right? And if I'm talking to a load of old people, they don't get it, right? And then I've got material where I'm talking about having kids, it's between young people. I've got really narrowing down my demo. Like, how far apart is everyone nowadays? I mean, no one's getting on.
So hard to get universal references. Hard because you know what I mean? Imagine being a comedian in the 90s where there was four TV channels, everyone, you know what I mean? Everyone had very similar lives, and you could just be like, oh, we do this. Oh, it'd be,
yeah, yeah.
And there was only like six comedians as well. So, oh,
yeah.
I mean, I hate the whole, you know, it just feels like for everything, we miss the proper gravy boat.
Yeah, yeah. You know I was saying this to someone yesterday because like a comedian I was chatting to was saying that his sat nav weren't working and he had to maybe get out an A to Z, right? He was getting to that point. And I was saying, like, I would trade technology and sat navs and have A to Z if I could just have that old fashioned style of comedy. Do you know what I mean? Where you could just. And honestly, I'm making it. I'm not like I'm like people who see me live. No, I'm not fucking, you know, controversial or triggering or anything. No. Like that. But just crowds are just. I just don't get them anymore. Do you know what I mean? I don't get it.
It is odd, isn't it? Yeah, because you do feel it. Like if you mention anything that's could, like even in the realms of potentially controversial, you do sort of feel people go get their backs up a bit in the audience. It's really weird.
It is weird. It's like that's you know that's what. It doesn't. It's mainly. It's not like that. But you just have them weird things where you're like, yo, like I say on this, like I'm glad I've got you here to edit it because I don't know if I'm what I'm saying is because you know you get like controversial comedians. They'll know they're being triggering because they'll.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like, I can you're being. I'm really worried that I'm being triggering just I'm like what? Like,
yeah.
What? It's so, like a fucking minefield.
Yeah, if someone came up to you and goes, I was really offended by what you said, you'd be like. What was it?
Like, I don't know.
I have no idea. What? Yeah. I'm sorry for whatever I said.
Yeah, I got a lot of abuse the other day for the. We did that joke about Noah's Ark.
What was that? What was controversial?
Just because don't take the mick out of the Bible.
Oh come on! Grow up! For God's sake!
Christ! I don't know. What was that? I thought I was like, man, people. Poor old, what,
was it a DM?
Yeah,
the animals went into.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It didn't take two of each species, and that's how we still exist. That didn't happen.
Well, they think did.
Did you respond? No, good. No.
Bloody hell. And I've always ever known about the youth of today, right? And it was like, because I've been going to the gym lately, and it was like, sort of, I went like just before my gig on a Friday. And like, you know, I'm getting
sorry, older. Just quickly, in context, you're like, you've gone from, I was thinking about you for a day because I go to the gym. And it's like, where's this guy?
And there was these young girls there.
Yeah. I tell you what.
Go to a gym. It's right in the middle of a bunch of schools.
And it was a lovely way to spend an afternoon.
Very warm afternoon.
Just walking around the gym. What are you exercising?
Yeah, I might trim around this bit. Just a heads up.
Didn't even get changed. Just walking around in jeans. Well, can I help you with anything? but there was like lads there, 16, and in the gym on a Friday. I was thinking, what are you doing, man? What are you?
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? Yeah, my nephews do that.
He's going to be talking about their diet. It's about your diet. What are you like? It was like, I had four eggs this morning. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
You're not Rocky.
Yeah, well, you're you're 16. You get them eggs and go and throw them at a bus. What are you doing, man? Come on, diets. You know, both people when we were growing up talk about diets was like our mums.
Yeah, exactly.
Our mums and her friends every week. Go to Tenerife tomorrow.
Yes, I'm having a fast diet.
Fucking 16-year-old about the diet. What are you doing, man? You smash up a bus stop, man.
That's so funny. Smash up a bus stop.
Just all your suggestions for the youth of today is just vandalising bus.
Yeah, just fuck up the TFL while you're out there, mate.
Smash up a bus.
Well, do it while you can, because if you smash up a bus at 16 or you throw an egg at a bus at 16, like it's frowned upon. You do it at 36, you know. You kids take it off you.
You don't want to regret your life. You know, later on, you'd be sitting on a bus regretting things.
But just seeing a man of my age just going egging. Like, what are you doing, mate?
I respect it.
That's what's going to happen to me because I'm having this breakdown about how old I'm getting. I'm just going to revert back, start playing Knockdown Ginger and just Jack's lost it. I don't know.
I'm going to be sat on the bus depressed about how I'm single and then fucking egg. Our skipper's throwing eggs at me now.
On my BMX.
Tom's on the back, on the pegs.
He's lost it. He's lost it. That's a proper midlife crisis.
Yeah. your version of falling down, like just
getting a BMX and egging, buddy.
Nicking my dad's fags and just sitting on a climbing frame. Like, what are you doing? Just hanging around.
Just hanging out. Don't worry about it.
Hanging outside chicken shops, like off licenses, asking people to go in and buy me booze. Surely you can go in. No, they won't serve me.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Speaking of controversial comedians, me and Joe went and saw Dave Chappelle last night.
Yeah.
But it was one of them ones where you have to put your phone in the pouch.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's really liberating, actually, because, like, we talk about our phones, it was just nice not to be on it for three hours or whatever it was.
I mean, how sad is that? That's a long time.
I know.
Three hours not to be counting your likes.
I know. It's just great. It was just, you know what I mean? Because then what you saw is you saw...
Jack, that's your world. One, yeah. Co's phone. That's my world.
But you saw like everyone, you saw like you could sense anticipation, you know, you got a feel for everyone in the room, like,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, and everyone was focused on the actual show itself.
Was he saying things you can't say anymore?
He absolutely was, yeah. Yeah, he did a whole routine about like smashing up a bus. It was like quite something. You know, when you're middle age.
Oh, that sounded good though.
Yeah.
But it was
just working up stuff. So it was all like brand new and just.
I find it so depressing when you see someone like him working up stuff and it's. You couldn't even dream of doing that.
It was amazing.
In your tight 20.
Yeah.
He's like talking about how he hasn't got. I've got no material, but then it's like. Like the callbacks are just fucking genius, and it's have you done it?
Annoying.
He's just figured it out, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he knows how to do comedy. Yeah, I was in Dubai, wasn't I, a couple of weeks ago, gigging in Dubai.
I was gigging in Dubai.
That? Yeah, it was great. It was all right, actually. Like, I thought I was gonna have to like change my material quite a bit to suit the audiences.
Was it all expats?
Yeah, well, it was like I'd say like. 70-80%. So it's good. So I just performed to them, and then the people who didn't understand it, they just sort of copied the expats. So looking around, going, "Well, they're laughing." So join in with this. but it was fun. It's a weird because Dubai, like, it's one of them ones where I've always said that I've never felt the desire to go there. Like, if I'm paying for a holiday, I'm not like, it's not like, oh, let's go to Dubai.
Mm.
But you know, they're gigging, going experience, and it was sort of like how I imagined it.
It's like a big advertising board, isn't it, Dubai?
Yeah, it's like, do you remind you of you in the film Interstellar where they have to go move to a new world and just build a new world at the end? You know, that bit. It was a bit like that, just a bit. And it's like, and it's weird because I was like on my own. But there's other comics there, but anyway, you know, people have to have their own time. So there's a lot of time on my own. And it's weird when like you feel like, oh, okay, I better go and do something today. But when you're on your own, it's like, I mean, if you were somewhere that was rich in culture, you went and looked at old buildings, you could probably do that. But like, literally, like one day I thought, oh, I better go do something. Right, I walked down to the beach, saw a camel, and then went back to my room.
And the thing couldn't is, well, find a calf, like, was pissed off.
Yeah, just camel. Like, Dubai's like, buses.
Yeah, exactly. Reg it a camel.
No emotion, just...
That's what he does. Just don't worry. It was weird because, like, you know, like, even if you see, like, if you're with someone, you see a camel, you can go, oh, look, there's a camel. Right. But when you're on your own, you just have to say that.
Was there no strangers around that you could say, excuse me, sorry, there's a camel over there?
Yeah, no, I didn't. But no, so I just sort of had to say it internally. Go, there's a camel.
That's why you said, so that's why you sent me that picture of you with a camel.
Yeah, that's.
Camel there, mate.
There's a camel. You go, yeah.
Yeah. But also big news is your Edinburgh Fringe show has gone on sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack Skipper Skint. Just did a story about him going to Dubai. That's fine.
See the camel, throw an egg. Fucking off.
Yeah. I'm skinting off to Dubai, actually. It was like £11 a pint.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
It better be the best tasting beer you've ever had.
It was a warm Foster's.
Oh,
a warm can of Foster's. No, it was right. It was just beer, wasn't it? But it was, I mean, you know, as well, like when you're out there, it's like it's such a like world of like, abundance. You know what I mean? Just like everyone's because they put me up in like really nice 5-star accommodation that they put me up there. It's like amazing, but you know, I can't. I'm not one of these people. I'm there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like it's like everyone's like so much service. Like, they're going to take your bag, sir. I'm like, I don't feel, get no, give me it back.
Because you're going to want a tip at the end.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't feel comfortable with that. But even though there was so like, you get like the buffet, right? And there was this lad there, right? With his shirt off, like just, you know, bowl around with his gut, like walk around and just like, and he was only 10. Right, and it, like, and I just hated him because I just thought, like, you privileged. It's just like you walk around, and he's like, yeah, he only walks like a 50-year-old man, and it's just pointing at stuff. And I want that, and then like he's that like a buffet, just, sure. Do you mean? I was like. Yo, that kid, his whole life is a buffet. You know what I mean? He just walks around going, I want that. And even like when the bloke, like, you only get the man who carved the meat and then they give you the meat. Yeah. And then we gave him one bit of meat. And then this kid held up his fingers and went, four. I want four bits.
Oh.
I was like, you.
I hope you egged him.
Yeah, a boiled egg at him.
Four eggs, please, mate. I'm not eating them.
Yeah, the next thing, yeah. Four eggs. Melt him with eggs. Yeah. Bloody hell. You know what I mean? It's just, there was that sort of, and there's a lot of that going, there was a lot of that going on, like clicking for service.
Oh, really?
That sort of stuff. Yeah, you know, but I mean, I'm slagging off. I actually had a great time.
Yeah. I grew into it. By the end, I was, give me the thing. I'll go myself to the meat, mate. Fuck off.
I found my way around, you know, now I just have servants and it's, I love it.
That's the thing. I was that little fat child.
Yeah.
That's the end of the Edinburgh show.
Yeah. I saw myself in that little fat child.
I thought, this looks great. Oh. And I decided I no longer wanted to be skint.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. Round of applause. Get it. Yeah.
Beta black.
Yeah. Beta black.
Lovely. That's the Perrier wrapped up this year.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. I like that. Wait, actually, I'm trying to think of like other where else have I been in this during this break? I went Bruges.
Oh yeah.
Well, were you still recording when you went to Bruges? I remember you going to Bruges. I don't remember. How was Bruges?
Bruges, right? I mean, yeah, that was good. I love the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's exactly like that.
What, you shot a small person?
Yeah. No, yeah, like, yeah. As in, like, you know, they say it's like a fairy tale. It is like a fairy tale in Bruges.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. And do you know what? I like the Belgian people because they're really they're so straight. with no, you know, they don't understand sarcasm or like, they're just like sort of they say things. I remember I got to the I got into the airport and you know, he asked, "Oh mate, what way do we go? Where do we go like that?" And he sort of told me, and as I walked off, he went, "Enjoy your life."
Wow, that's great.
Enjoy your life. It's like, partly sounded like a threat. Yeah.
Like, yeah, while you can.
Yeah. He's like, "Does he know something I don't?" Enjoy your life. Okay.
That's so good. That absolute acceptance. I'll never see you again, and that doesn't bother me. But
yeah.
A nice time.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah. All right.
I'll be watching.
Well, it's like, because when I went to Czech Republic, that's like one of the largest, it's one of the country's majority atheist. And I said to this cab driver, "Oh, yeah, so it's an atheist country, isn't it?" He went, "Yeah, no, God is dead in Czech Republic." I was like, "Oh, fuck."
That's written on their money.
Yeah. That's like philosophy, isn't it? Didn't Nietzsche say that? The cab driver. Oh, Jesus.
Love that. Yeah. No one was expecting Jack Skipper on the first episode back to mention Nietzsche. Fucking fair enough.
That's what I've been doing for the last 6 months.
Reading strict Nietzsche.
just bringing, we're getting one quote that I can bring. That's the only one I've got as well. So I'll just pop it into any sort of.
You just hear Nietzsche something said. Vaguely philosophical. You go, "Wasn't it Nietzsche that said
that?" Yeah. I just say about anything. "Wasn't it Nietzsche said that?" Yeah. No, it was Lenny Henry. What
just plug it. Yeah. That's such a weird like, character. Like, you know, like when they teach Father Jack the three phrases. Yeah. Was that Nietzsche? No. You can't win anything with kids. Was that Nietzsche? No, it was Alan Hansen.
We're going to have to change the catalytic converter. That was...
I believe it was Nietzsche that said, "Get yourself down to QuickFit."
You really can't get better than a QuickFit fitter.
Washing machines do last longer with Calgon, as Aristotle, I think, said.
Every day's a school day. We get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
We're educating the masses here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's about. But I I've got my pub gig tonight. My local town. It's lovely. Oh, nice. I enjoy it. It's like a night. Because I just MC it, don't I? So it's quite nice just to sort of. And it's like nice now. You get like the locals. They're all coming back. Do you know what I mean? Which is nice.
Oh, that's nice. You get that because you get there with Tom's gig as well, don't you? Like,
yeah.
Bunch of regulars.
Just nice.
Yeah. But
local. Yeah. And actually, but I mean, you know, they're my people tonight. So they might welcome me back into their bosom.
The homecoming.
Yeah, where I actually feel like reality, where I can just be Bob Monkhouse and not worry about it.
they're fans of the monk, so it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, actually, the monk. Even as I was actually thinking that, like even with my act last week, like I might like start wearing a suit. I feel that old. just like this is a thing that happens. I realize in stand up comedy. Have you ever did the classic when comedians like old school comedians they turn up. And they always bring, they don't wear the suit jacket to the gig, but the suit jacket on at the gig.
Oh, no.
And they transform into comedian. The suit jacket's on.
Well, I suppose, yeah, I suppose that way, you know, when they say about it being an act, like that way you can.
Mm,
yeah.
But like, I mean, as we've discussed in the past, you pretty much are the same off stage as you are on. So it'd be weird for you to then put on a suit but still be Jack Skipper.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
He just confuses people. Has he got a job interview after? What's he doing?
Yeah.
Court.
Yeah, cool. That's more likely.
In court for all the flipping egging he's been doing. Finally caught up with him.
I'll be like, yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought maybe I do need I think you need a bit of a uniform maybe saying I've never done that. I mean, I don't really.
I've worn a suit on stage a couple of times and I like it, but you then commit to wearing a suit on stage all the time. You're like, I just want to stick on a t-shirt and an overshirt and that's all I want to do.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it'd be even weirder if I start trying to be younger and start
dressing older.
Start dressing young. Like if I start wearing big trainers and.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Painting my nails and.
You know? No, it's not, it just wouldn't suit you as well.
Don't mention it. Just still do the same material. Just don't. Don't even address it. Just like, that would be a confusing thing, wouldn't it? If you saw someone who looked really like modern and like one young person, and then come out and did come on, my mother-in-law,
cool blood, very doors.
This material doesn't suit the vibe. You know, just right, old school. I mean, old school comic.
No, but the thing is, women can't drive, can they?
Cool trouble out of guy getting here tonight. Cool blimey. But he's got like
a Piccadilly Circus out there, I'll tell you.
A moustache. He's like,
yeah, just tough.
Of course, she's doing my. Course, she's on the blobbing door. She is bloody.
Went in the corner shop earlier. like just racist, sexist, homophobic jokes.
Can't get a gauge on this weather really now, does he?
Really progressive.
Mumbling to yourself.
And the poster's like a long hair and a beard with makeup. Really confusing. That's a good act. I'd watch that act. I think that'd be really funny. doesn't address it at all. Doesn't bring up anything. I think that'd be well funny. There you go. There's an idea there.
Just something like that.
Yeah. Just spouting off a load of right wing sound bites as well. Or just people just like, what's going on here? But like, I don't get it.
I don't ever know. Everyone's confused. Like, people don't, they're confused. Well, maybe that's what we can say this stuff because he looks like that.
Yeah. Right. Nice one, lads. Should we wrap this up? It's been good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to be back. We'll get back to it now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're in. We're committed now.
We're in.
Thanks for the listeners.
So, yeah, for those that have waited for this, we've had a few messages. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah,
we're back now, right? We're back.
We're back. I've enjoyed this. It's nice.
Yeah, it's good fun. A little catch up.
Yeah.
Maybe get some guests on in a few weeks. But have a couple of catch ups.
We'll start, mate. We're ease into it.
Yeah. Just give us time, guys. All right.
Actually, just leave us alone. Let's live our lives, man.
See you in another 6 months, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.